This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. That is the new Billie Eilish, My Future. We just watched the video because this is the only place we watch videos when Brynn plays them for us. That's beautiful. Isn't that nice?
Yeah, the artwork is amazing.
She's a kid, you know. She's all like, "Look, I'm out of here. I'm in love with my future. I'm not some person. I'm just gonna see what happens."
It's an anime version of her life.
Yeah, it's really cool. She's like, you know, lifted up by the beanstalk. You know, she didn't even have to climb the thing. It's like no effort. I guess those are her fans lifting her up to the sky. Anyway, new Billie Eilish here on the Alice. It sounds good. God, I just, you know, she's got her own thing going on. I like it. All right. Ready for the news, Ben? Let's do this.
You bet.
The Radio Alice Report.
Oh, right after I say it, I realize, wait a minute, I don't have my sponsor tag up. Here it is. This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. There's a time to talk about being there for your community, but in times like this, actions speak louder than words. The Fremont Bank Foundation has committed over $1 million to COVID-19 relief in the Bay Area. Check out all they're doing for the community at FremontBank.com. All right, here's what's happening. It's another summer day, so you will see an early morning overcast and a burn-off and a nice summer day after that. Enjoy.
I'm seeing what my high is today.
Parties.
Those look like 77. Whoa, yes, parties. We don't have those anymore, Vin.
Well, we don't at the moment, but, you know, parties will be back just like everything else. Sure, right now, you throw a party and you run the risk of being charged as the next hotspot creator in Mill Valley. Look what she did, and everyone
points. I'm not
going to
do it.
She threw a party, and now 94 people have tested positive.
I know all these people now that have it, and I don't want it.
You do?
Yeah, we got a family right down the street. Johnny Mosley's family has it. There's some other people who are waiting for test results. We're locked down, baby. Lockdown. Right. And we have been for a couple weeks. Like, we're not. It's a bummer. My friends are like, "Hey, bike ride this weekend?" No, sorry.
Oh, boy.
Wish we could, but.
Well, one day you'll be able to safely get back to throwing ragers at your house again.
I love parties. God, I love parties.
Don't worry,
I love
that
party.
Keg you bought will come in handy again one
day. Oh,
that'll
be gone, please. I'm all alone drinking.
A new survey asked people to name the factors that make a great party. Of course, you know, I don't really go to parties anymore, and I'm not talking about because of COVID. I just mean, you know, I can't do the one thing that parties are basically thrown for.
But you do adult parties now. I mean, families getting together with their kids or dinner parties. Those are always fun. You know, you're just not going to a rager.
No, because,
well,
you know, the number one thing on the list, the number one ingredient for a party is drinks.
You know,
gotta
say,
have drinks.
These days, the number one party ingredient is people. You know,
yeah,
I think they did this story just to torture us. I guess that we just took people for granted in the past, and now it's like, you know, it ain't a party if it's just you and the people you are already partying with all the time. These people, the ones that are always around.
Do your kids on the weekend when you guys are at home, do they have some drinks with you or no?
Sometimes. Like, neither one of them seems particularly. Some of them like weed. Some of them don't party really.
Some of them.
We got a house full over here.
Yeah.
How many kids do you have?
I don't know. We're counting all their personalities, good moods, bad moods. The 21-year-old, the kid who just turned 21, I think I've told you this. He thinks he's a beer aficionado now.
Right.
And he orders from some, I don't know, beer.com. I don't know. But he has beers shipped into him from all over the world. Like one bottle of some German thing or other, you know. And this is what he's into now. And he just sits there and he sips it and decides if he likes it. He makes notes about it. You know,
he
knows
does. That's so funny.
He's hilarious, actually. It's quite charming. And, you know, we're each allowed to have a little sip, but he's only got the one. So he's, you know, he's going to enjoy that. But it is really, so, you know, he really likes something. He doesn't want to forget which ones he really likes so he can reorder them from, you know, beer.com.
But my old neighbor that I became very good friends with him. We would mountain bike and stuff, but he's a super smart guy. He's an engineer type. He's one of those brains.
Yeah.
And so often he'll break into how something works and you find yourself nap jerking like, whoa, what?
Glazing right. Over. Yes. Like, I'm sure what you're saying makes sense to someone. It just isn't me.
Oh, my God, dude. Let me do this for you.
Yeah. Like, I get that you feel the need to talk, and I'm going to let that happen. But I want you to know you're not going to be able to quiz me on this afterward.
Right.
I'm still telling you ahead of time.
I'm telling you that because he's that guy about his beer, too. So he's, as you're talking about Riley, I thought of him. He's super smart. Yeah. He works hard, and he likes his beer. But he likes it like you're talking. So he'll drink and he'll get buzzed. But even then, like I've had him over here and, you know, at some of our family things. And he'll start talking about this beer and this beer maker and Capitola that they make. And he starts breaking it down. And I'm sitting there and I usually just pivot on my heel and walk away. Like, dude, I'm an alcoholic. What are you doing?
Why are you trying to make me want this beer so much? It's right down the street in Capitola.
I'm leaving. I'm not even going to listen to the rest. I'll humor you on, you know, your other stuff, but with the booze, no,
sure.
I got to go.
Yep.
Oh, anyway,
that was so funny.
Drinks are the number one ingredient for a party when we can throw them again. Although you point out people. That's more important than even the drinks, I guess.
Turns out we've been taking people for granted all these years, Vin.
Music's next on the list. I agree. That's luckily I have a good collection. So whenever we throw a party, we've got, you know, we don't have to play the same stuff. And if someone says, hey, do you got? Usually I'm able to say, yeah, we got that.
100% of the time you can.
Well,
you
now I've switched over and yes, I feel so stupid. You know what? I was going through my old emails to delete. You know, from 09, 10, whatever.
Right.
Because I'm just trying to clear space. I don't want to have to pay for more storage. Anyway, I'm seeing all the music I bought and feeling dumber and dumber and dumber. As I click through, I'm just going, I've spent a fortune on music that doesn't even matter. Now that I'm an Apple, what is it? Apple
subscriber.
Music? Yeah, I don't. What a waste of money! You were right the whole damn time, Sarah.
Well, you know, I'm wrong enough that you couldn't really take me at face value, and you made a good argument. I'm with you. Supporting artists is important, and I don't know how much support they get from Apple Music. You know, you feel like when you buy someone's album, like physically buy it and own it, that you have directly benefited them. But if you're just paying a subscription fee. Unless they're breaking it down song by song or what you're listening to, I don't know that those people are benefiting the same way.
They're not.
So I've always liked your argument, and I thought it was great that you were a holdout, but now you've come to the dark side. So
well, I had to.
We're all lost.
I'm the only one buying records. That's why. Anyway, drinks, music, food, location, the space, decor, and the guest list are the most important factors for a great party.
The guest list is way down there, huh? I like to have an anchor guest, you know, someone that I go, oh, you know, if so-and-so's coming. Oh, it's going to be,
I used to go to parties three nights a week when I was in high school, like just all the time. It was our
because thing. They were the most awesome thing ever.
But there's no doubt I would walk into a party and know immediately we're out of here. Like it had to, it had to have drinks. It had to have girls. It had, you know, there's stuff you got. You got to have music. I mean, you walk in and you go, the, like, yeah, this is a great house.
Everyone's sitting around playing Parcheesi.
But no.
Gotta go.
We'll go find somewhere else to go.
I only have tonight.
Yeah,
you know,
this is ridiculous.
I'm not staying here, wasting my time.
Speaking of young me, this is one of the things that I spent a way too much time on was acquiring booze. Like, you know, I'm underage. How am I supposed to get this stuff? Big on TikTok right now. And apparently part of the reason this is an option for the kids is because of the masks. Apparently, underage kids have been doing this on TikTok. They're dressing up as old people. Then they put on the mask so that their, you know, youthful good looks can't be seen.
Sure.
And then they throw some booze on the counter hoping that the person will sell it to them. And they're having some success. And all of this success is being posted on TikTok. Now,
oh, they're going to get these people screwed over, and including
that's
themselves.
What I was. So here's the thing. I was just going to say. So there were a couple locations right in my town. We used to end up. Ultimately, we went to Santa Ana to buy our beer because they just sold to us without even with none of the
we'll take
the
your
phoniness.
Money, kids.
Right. They didn't even try to get. They didn't even ask for ID. They didn't even ask you to talk hello, you know, none of this stuff that you would expect to be a dead giveaway that you're too young. They didn't care. But a few of the places that did sell to us in our neighborhood or area, we would ruin them. We'd ruin them because we'd keep going back and we'd tell friends, hey, you can buy beer at this one place. And then the place would get busted.
Kids are
which
so
is
stupid.
What's going to happen to these places that are selling to underage kids while they're posting that, dressed as my grandma, I went into this store and bought booze.
You ready for the video?
Oh, you have them.
I'm totally ready.
It's 15 seconds, so just watch it. And I can't play the sound because there's some profanity here.
All right, so it's a bunch of young girls, and there they are. And now they're
dancing,
getting older. They're getting, oh boy, they're putting on full prosthetics.
Oh, they're going to the...
And they're walking slowly. Oh, this is quite impressive, actually. And then they're twerking in the parking lot, and they've
it's
bought
Miss Doubtfire masks.
That is really
creative.
Boy, these masks, these are really helping.
Unfortunately, the corner market, which is identified by numbers, is featured in their video, so they're in big trouble. Great.
Well, now grandmas who were able to travel without ID to this point, actual grandmas, I mean, you know, they weren't going to get questioned. They're going to need to whip out their ID. Although I suppose if they just whip off their mask and show their, like, oh, let me take my bridge out for you.
Right. Oh,
then
gross.
Maybe we'll buy it. My nanny
one of the pictures I have with the story. I'm sorry. One of the pictures I have with the story. A girl is using a walker. She's actually acquired a walker to help her sell her... her old lady costume, and there's her walking away with booze.
God, they'll do anything for booze.
Right.
Is it a giveaway when they pick up White Claw? Like, does grandma
I don't
drink
know.
That? I'm going to try the Zima stuff. This is, woo.
I don't know what to say
you
about
that. You guys have any Bartles and James?
I'm sure plenty of old people enjoy the White Claw, too. That can't just be for the young set.
I don't know.
Our text seems number is 800-400.
Once you get old, you're on to scotch, you know?
Well, you want to drink less, go pee less, and get as much effect as possible.
I don't like having to get up so much.
Right. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here is a couple of the things you guys wrote. Sarah, I'd love to know some of his favorites. Big beer drinker here who also loves to rate and review beer.
Yeah, I don't know. He's currently working his way through the German supply of wheat beer. I don't ask me.
Boy. Well, maybe he needs to come on and do a beer review. I mean, why not?
Does he?
We could use this. Yeah. Would he?
I doubt it. I'll ask him.
Oh, really? You don't think he'd do that?
They're very anti being any part of my cottage industry over here. Like the other day when he was cooking, I'm like, that looks amazing. Oh, my God. Can I go live on it? No. I'm like, okay.
Jeez.
I know. I'm like, that's my pan and my stove. And
well, there's no shortage of hams over here. I'll get Isla on in a couple hours.
Yeah. Listen, when they were little, they were fine with it. They loved it. They would actually tell people, much to my chagrin, you know, that oh, did you know my mom's on the radio? And now they're just like, they can't get far enough away from it.
Oh, that's weird.
So hopefully she stays that way. Well, you know, when you get her own radio show, she'll see the value in it. Luckily, you're about to do that, right? Isn't she going to do her own?
They've already done a practice show, and we were. It's not ready. I think we'll do one this weekend. We have a list of things we plan to do this weekend.
Oh my God, this is so exciting! Right. So you're telling me, what's it going to be called? The Isla Podcast?
I don't know. It's going to be my wife and Isla, actually. So
the Hassan Family Adventure is Dad going to be? I mean, they're I'll dad probably is a make famous radio dude.
I'll make appearances, but the truth is Dad, you know, has his own show and you know, I get more than my share of attention as it is.
Oh, Dad,
I'm going to let them do
that. You
got to
give that a kickstart. I mean, you know,
I'm not sure if they can afford his rates either. You know, he's a pro.
Yeah,
you know,
well, he just has to stop by here and there.
They have to talk to my agent. They'll negotiate with my agent, and if they can come up with the dough, then, you know, we've got a deal. Otherwise, Entercom has exclusive rights to me. I don't know what you're talking about.
If this thing goes viral, I mean, that would be, you know, that could be really big for you.
Oh, you think so?
Why not? You never know.
Someone's going to be the
next big star.
What's coming
up?
Like
you said,
you're
raising your own grandchildren.
That's very true.
Let me look and tell you what's coming up in the trash. Oh, Big Brother. Man. I actually have a couple really good stories coming up. So stick around. 7 o'clock trash is next.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.